It's time for Larry Weber to join us by phone. And where in the world are you today?
I'm in southern Maine. If you take a look at the map, you'll see that Maine extends down to Massachusetts, and then from there, it goes way up the other direction to the Canadian border. But we are in the southern part. The biggest city near us is Portland, Maine, and that's just a little bit north of us. Since I last spoke, we spent more time in the Green Mountains of Vermont. Just absolutely fell in love with those mountains. They're just spectacular. And, oh, the leaf color is a little past peak, but that didn't take away from the beauty at all. And then we went on again through New Hampshire and decided, okay, we've seen the Adirondacks of New York, the Green Mountains of Vermont, and the White Mountains of New Hampshire. Let's now see some of the ocean. And so we came down here, and we camped just, that's where I am now, just a few miles away from the ocean. And each of the last 2 days, we spent out walking on a nice, big, long, sandy beach. And if that wasn't enough, it was low tide. Low tide is such a spectacular time to get out along the ocean. What you see there is all the organisms, the little critters, that live a life where they're underwater half of the time and above water half the time. It is really an interesting world of, special adaptation. The clams and the snails and such critters as those barnacles and, stuff like that, they have to spend half of their life in low tide above water. And, of course, that's very dangerous. They can dry out easily, so they all have their own ways of protecting themselves. And if that's not enough, they have to put up with the predators. And the low tide flats were just filled with various kinds of gulls. I counted no less than six kinds of gulls. And then so many hours later, they're back underwater again with high tide. So it was really, really beautiful, really spectacular. And then out in the water, we saw some various birds that you just don't see in our part of the country, things like common eiders, white-winged scoters, harlequin duck, red-throated loons, all those such birds that are out in the water. And they were they're interesting to watch as well. So it's been quite an amazing thing. New England has so much to offer besides the hills and the forests. It also has some really good stretches of ocean. It was a little hard to find public access, but once we found it, it was great, and it's certainly worth it. Mm. We continue to take walks every day. It has been chilly. This morning we had 26 degrees, which may not mean much in Grand Marais, but here it's a pretty chilly morning. And for the first time the entire trip since we left home, for the first time we saw ice this morning. One of the more amazing things, I think, of being out on the beach in the last couple of days was seeing several times, I counted eight altogether, monarch butterflies that were still migrating through. And I was just amazed. I mean, here we are at about this time of October, and there's in the state of Maine, and I'm seeing monarch butterflies that are still migrating to the south. I hope they can make it, because that's quite a spectacular trip they got going. One of the things that brought us here is this is the region that was made famous by Rachel Carson. And Rachel Carson, of course, being the great ecologist, environmentalist, that in many people is considered the real beginner of all this movement that we think more about it. She had a summer place not far from where we are here, and she would come up from her otherwise job that she had down in the Washington, D.C. area. She would come up and, spend a lot of time along the ocean, and it was at these places that she wrote books such as Under the Sea, At the Edge of the Sea, and The Sea Around Us. And, of course, we got to know her from the other book, Silent Spring. So it was really good. It's really good to be able to see those. Matter of fact, we were at a wildlife refuge yesterday called the Rachel Carson Wildlife Refuge, which I thought was a beautiful tribute. So, yes, I don't know where I'll be a week from now, but I hope to talk to you again. Yeah. How are things been up there in, Grand Marais? You getting any snow?
Well, no snow. Well, we had a little dusting a couple of days ago, but we actually got some precipitation last night, a nice little gentle rain all night, and still a little bit this morning, so loving it.
Well, very good. Enjoy, and thank you for calling. Have
thank
a beautiful
you, Larry.
Weekend.
We'll find you Here, next
bye.
Week. Larry Weber. Ooh. Larry Weber there, who joins us no matter where he is in the country to give us the latest on the weekend outdoors. He is a retired high school science teacher, twice named Teacher of the Year, and he lives with his wife on a little farm in Carleton County. And he watches and photographs and writes about all kinds of critters. Larry Weber.